CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two now former rival candidates for president appeared at a rally in battleground state Arizona last night, as CBS News correspondent Danya Bacchus reports.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. dropped his independent run for president and threw his support behind former President Donald Trump at a rally in Glendale.
And don't you want a president who's going to get us out of the wars and who's going to rebuild the middle class in this country?
Trump welcomed Kennedy's endorsement.
I will tell you, we are both in this to do what's right for the country.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated at an economic symposium that the Fed will start cutting its key interest rate in September. CBS News contributor Javier David.
He's making it clear that, you know, the Fed really recognizes that the economy is in a different place. We are far away from the 9% inflation print that we got in 2022. Not quite 2% just yet, but moving in that direction.
In an effort to bring down rental prices, the Department of Justice has filed an antitrust case against RealPage, a company that makes software used by landlords. CBS News business and tech correspondent Jolene Kent has more.
In response, RealPage said its software is purposely built to be legally compliant, adding that landlords decide their own rent prices, always have 100% discretion to accept or reject software price recommendations.
A large-scale search is underway in the western German city of Solingen after three people were killed and at least eight people wounded, five of them seriously. It was a knife attack, as we hear from CBS's Holly Williams.
Video from the scene shows a helicopter overhead, as well as emergency teams and armed police. According to German media reports, the perpetrator is at large. In a statement, Solingen's mayor said that it breaks his heart the city has been the target of an attack and that he prays for those fighting for their lives.
It may be time to start masking up for some of us. CBS's Jim Krasula explains why.
COVID cases are again increasing or likely growing in nearly half of the states, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Matthew Delfino as medical director for the Bon Secours Medical Centers in South Carolina.
Most of our centers are seeing a high rate of positive COVID tests.
The Food and Drug Administration has just approved updated COVID-19 vaccines. Pfizer and Moderna are set to begin shipping millions of doses immediately. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
The U.S. government will provide free COVID-19 tests by mail starting in late September as the government kicks off a fall campaign urging vaccinations against COVID, flu, and RSV. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, because when things go sideways, it's always one of the first things to sell out. But if you wait to stock up, all you'll find at the grocery store are crowds of desperate people and empty shelves. That's why FEMA and the Red Cross say you need at least 72 hours of non-perishable food. But here's the good news. Four Patriots, the trusted preparedness company, is offering listeners of this station a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kits. This new and improved kit has 20 servings of delicious food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, all designed to last for 25 years. It sells for $29 and has been rated 4.4 stars by thousands of happy customers. But when you act quickly and buy one kit, you will get two more kits absolutely free. That's three kits for the price of one, $58 in free food. Go to freefoodone.com. That's freefoodone.com. This deal won't last. Go to freefoodone.com now.
A Seattle community is in mourning after a deadly carjacking.
King County, Washington prosecutors have filed charges against a man they say forced his way into a vehicle, pushed a beloved 80-year-old Seattle dog walker out, and then ran over her, killing her. There were dogs in that car, and they say he then stabbed Ruth Dalton's dog to death. Her granddaughter tells Inside Edition.
She had that grandma feel to everyone. She always had a pocket full of treats. She always had a smile on her face.
Jamed Kamal Haynes is charged with first-degree murder, second-degree assault, and first-degree animal cruelty. He has been denied bail. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A federal appeals court has struck down a Biden administration rule requiring employers to pay tipped workers the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour, and not the $2.13 minimum wage for tipped workers. A three-judge panel of the New Orleans-based Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals sided unanimously with two restaurant industry trade groups which oppose that regulation. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
WRJN weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny, warmer, and more humid tomorrow, high in the low 80s. Some storms possible late Saturday night into Sunday, partly sunny and a high in the low 80s. On Monday, sunny, warmer, mid-80s and muggy. Currently at 64 degrees.
Forget the day, the day of uptight time, baby, chase it away, I get a relaxation, the and it's time to groove, I thank the Lord for the night time, I thank the Lord for you. I'll talk about plans now, baby, I got plenty. But nothing ever seems to turn out the way it should. Talk about money, girl, I ain't got any. Seems like just one time I'm feeling good. Thank the Lord for the nighttime. Forget the day. They have a bucktight time. Baby, chase it away. Chase it away. I get a relaxation. It's a time to groove. I thank the Lord for the nighttime. I thank the Lord for you. Save me. Thank the Lord for the nighttime, to forget the day, day of uptight time, baby chase it away, I get a relaxation, it's the time to groove, I thank the Lord for the nighttime, thank the Lord for you. Now.
Jojo was a man who thought he was a Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Ba 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 ba. So I thought I'd take a chance with Bob Moran.
whatever colors you have in your mind. I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, play across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay, stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make them smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
WRJN.
the sign said long-haired freaky people need not apply. So I took my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Cut me working for you. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Membership card to get inside.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. You with your masquerading and you always contemplating what to do. In case happiness found you, can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line.
Hey, come on, babe, follow me. I'm the pipe, follow me. I'm the pipe, and I'll show you where it's at. Come on, babe.
Love don't come easy. It's a Turn the wider shade of fear.
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause he's kinda big and he's awful strong. Save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a-running. Wow.
boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You woke up back from
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn with some good news when it comes to interest rates.
The time has come for policy to adjust. The direction of travel is clear, and the timing and pace of rate cuts will depend on incoming data, the evolving outlook, and the balance of risks.
That's Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell speaking in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.